Hi, welcome to Just Friend Zone. I'm Josh.
I'm Jackie.
I'm Damien.
So today it's only the three of us today. Kevin's a little busy, and so he's not here. And so we decided to just record an episode with us three, no guests. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and yeah.
We're chilling today.
I was just talking to you guys before we started recording, but I haven't hung out with you guys in a very long time, honestly. How have you guys been?
Life's been crazy, you know? I've been good, more or less. Kayla and I went on a camp trip last weekend.
Oh, nice. Where'd you guys go?
We went up past Bishop, California. It's this campground called Rock Creek Lake. And it's honestly our favorite spot to go to just because it's a beautiful lake. The place is really nice to take a look at. And there's like a hike that's super close to, there's like a couple of trails that are super close to where the camp area is. So it's very easy to just go on a hike from where we are. So not to mention, we always love bringing Mason with us. So it's always a good time.
I think I've been to Rock Creek Lake. It's what city is that in?
It's like 30 minutes past Bishop.
There's another city like down the hill, right?
It's like Lone Pine. Mammoth?
Is it Mammoth?
Yeah, it's like, so it goes like, I think it goes Lone Pine, Mammoth, or maybe those two are mixed up, then it's Bishop, and then basically you're at Rock Creek Lake up there. Yeah.
Okay, never mind, I lied. It's not the place I went to.
Okay.
No, didn't you guys go to, oh my god, I forgot what it's called. You guys went to this other place that's pretty close by, maybe like 2 hours away. Anyway, whatever. I forgot what it's called. What about you, Jackie? What you been up to? I feel like you disappeared for forever.
The question is, when did she not disappear, you know?
I know.
I always disappear when I go to my boyfriend's house. Okay. In my defense, because I don't have my PC there. But he's been telling me to just leave it there. He's like, you'll get more use out of your PC if you just bring it to my house.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. I'm like, your mom's going to get mad if I... And then he says, practically live here already.
Yeah. You were there for like a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because I actually made the recommendation to Jackie. I was like, why don't you just build another PC? She was like, sure, I'll fork out like another $2,700.
I know. PCs,
wait, huh? You have two monitors, right?
Yeah.
So just take one monitor so you don't have to spend too much money on another monitor.
But the dual monitors is it.
Yeah. It's the best.
What have I been up to lately? I feel like I have a lot of anime on my mind.
Oh?
What anime?
Which ones?
Like, with Jujutsu Kaisen being back, I'm all like, I don't want to do any spoilers, but be messing with my emotions. But then lately, I've been watching like old romance animes and just crying in my chair.
Which ones?
I just finished Say I Love You, and I think it came out in 2018. Or 2012, I forgot what I said.
Is that a movie, Say I Love You?
No, it's a series.
Oh, it's a series, okay. I don't think I would count... Okay, I would say that kind of genre reminds me of like this old anime that some people used to watch, but not a whole lot. Did you guys ever hear or watch Fruits Basket?
I've heard of Fruits Basket. I've never watched it.
I love that anime. I love like the older version. I love like the new-ish-er version that they remade as well. I think anything that involves like Zodiac, signs and zodiac like elements that I really enjoy. But yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen is like nuts right now, both for the anime and for the manga. I'm not going to say anything spoilers wise, but like there are like a couple of people that I'm just like messaging back and forth. I'm just going like, what the hell is going on right now? Like, it's just wild. God.
It's crazy. I know, like, because I accidentally saw some spoilers and I was like, why did I look at this?
Oh no, Jackie. And then I'm like, see what I thought you saw.
I'm like, I'm gonna cry.
Oh my gosh. I think I know what she saw. Oh.
But like once it gets animated, like everybody by now should have watched Demon Slayer. So like, well, you guys watched it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like when I thought Nezuko was dying and that she was dead, I was bawling my eyes out. You have no idea. Like, here's a scenario, okay? I was in Texas, and then my aunt and my uncle... Real quick,
y'all, she's wiping her eyes. Like, legit wiping her eyes. She's actually crying. Like,
I'm a little sensitive right now because of these romance animes, but I think I'm watching them because I'm like, I need, like, a good cry. I need, like, mess with my emotions.
What? Why do you do that to yourself?
Anyways. I'm a girl. Sometimes. Okay? I think we do that, okay? I do that. But, yeah, so my aunt and uncle in Texas made this seafood boil. And then they put on the episode and, like, they finished. And I was like, I cannot eat until I finish this episode. And then, like, I'm watching with them, like, when I thought she died, I was like, oh, like, tears streaming down my face. And then, like, it was sad tears at first, and then it was happy tears because then she wasn't dead. So then by the end of the episode, I was, like, crying happy tears with Tanjiro. Like, oh my god, his sister didn't die. I was like a baby. And then, and then I went to go eat the crawfish, and I'm all, like, peeling crawfish here at the table, and like tears are still streaming down my face. And then my sister's like wiping my face and they're laughing at me, and I'm like, stop it. So I'm like, I don't know, just anime's just be hitting lately, you know?
Tell me how you guys feel about this. There's like this post that I saw where I was just like, it hits the nail on the head. As far as like my feelings for it, what are your feelings when a season is like fire, but the opening song is trash? Isn't that like the worst thing for like a new season to come out? You're so excited and you're just like, this OST is not slapping the way I want it to, you know? It's just, it makes me feel like this season isn't as good. That's kind of low key how I felt like, I'm gonna get flamed for this. Like, for one of the seasons, I think it was like season 4 of My Hero Academia, where like all of a sudden it just made me lose interest for like a little bit. Yeah, how do you guys feel about, like, do you feel like the soundtrack is like super important for the season, or do you think that no matter what, the content will always just make it the best?
For me, I would say yes, because what I do is, like, the first episode, or, like, if it's, like, a new arc or new season, I watch the opening and the ending, and I'm, like, if the opening is good, I'm, like, oh, this anime is gonna be good. But then, like, yeah, when it comes to, like, oh, the opening's not good, but the anime is good, it's just, like, oh, I think if the opening was good, I'd be more hype about it. Like, for example, One Piece, it's still ongoing. It's had so many openings. And, like, its new opening now, it doesn't hit as much as the last one did.
Yeah. I just wanted to get your quick thoughts on it. But I guess that's the reason why they have that skip intro button.
that's all I do. I don't even listen to it. I just skip, 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 skip. Oh, okay, here we go. And then that's what I do. But I usually watch animes, like, I don't really watch it that often, but when I do, it's kind of like after the hype.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't like, I just want to catch up kind of thing, you know? So like,
And just to keep up to date kind of thing.
Yeah. Even with like shows on Netflix in general, I feel like nowadays a lot of the intros are so long.
Yeah.
And so just if they have the skip button, I'll skip it. Or if not, I'll just like fast forward it, you know.
What are some of the things that you've been watching recently, Josh?
Recently, what have I been watching? I've been watching this Korean drama, but it's like at a very, very slow pace. I'll watch like 2 or 3 episodes and then I'll stop for like 2-3 weeks and then I'll pick it up again. It's called King the Land. And then I've been watching Jackie Knows. It's a Korean show. It's called Street Woman Fighter 2. It's basically like ABDC, but with like Korean groups.
Oh, okay.
But it's like by gender. So it's like there's like the first season was like all females, and then that became like a really popular show in Korea during COVID. Mm-hmm. And then so they made a second season where like Street Man Fighter, and it was just like males. And then this is a second season for the girls. So is that that's what I've been watching. And I've been watching a lot of football because it's like football season. So
yeah. Football season's back. And basketball is just like right around the corner. It's about to be that prime time where just like all sports.
Dude, I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I mean, people will find, or it's going to be like a week later, but do you see the trade today?
Yeah, the Dame and Giannis trade. Freaking nuts, dude.
That's
crazy. End of an era.
They gave up nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They gave up 2 picks and Damian Lillard. That's like what the heck?
I mean, he wanted out, you know?
Yeah, that's wild. Jackie's like, what the heck? What are they talking about?
Now you guys are talking about sports now. I was like, I had to put my lashes back on because I cried them off. It was coming up.
Did you see the post or the comment section they sent, Josh, about Dame and Giannis?
Yes, but because I don't really watch sports like you guys or know the teammates, I didn't understand.
Is it the All-Star Game one?
No. So it was like basically it was about the trade and someone posted a comment saying like, oh, Giannis is known as the freak and Dame is known as Dame Time. Together, they're about to be freaky time. A bunch of people were like, they better trademark that. And they were saying Giannis is going to say that in the first conference. Welcome to Freak Time.
Wow.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude, sorry, Jackie. I know you don't really watch sports, but did you see the whole like posts about Drew Holiday?
No.
Like I saw that you sent it, Josh.
Yeah. Like whenever you guys send something sport related, like I skim over it because I don't really know.
Yeah. Well, for background, Jackie, so there's a player called Drew Holiday. He literally had an interview yesterday, and he said, "Oh, I want to stay in Milwaukee for the rest of my career. I really love it here." He got traded today. So everyone's like, dude, that's messed up. Like, why would you do that?
Wait, that is messed up. What the hell?
Yeah, he was like, he was on like a podcast or an interview, and he was basically like saying, I love it here. I want to finish my career here. And then he got traded today. Yeah, it's kind of sucks. Man,
that sucks.
Sports, it's a business. They don't care about feelings.
It's a business, first and foremost.
It's only business.
It's a sad reality, but it is.
Yeah, they don't care what you think. It's just business.
Yeah. I guess, Jackie, on the topic of sports, do you have any interest in sports at all?
I did. I'd probably just say basketball.
Mm.
But then, like, what I've been seeing lately is Stephen Curry's golf stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like hole in one.
Oh yeah, that was a crazy shot that he hit there. Mm-hmm. He was so stoked.
Yeah, I think because his off season for him, so he's not playing basketball. So he's probably playing a lot more golf and just hanging out. So
I saw that he was in
Dubai. Yeah, yeah. He's in Dubai
with Aisha. Yeah,
it's crazy.
I feel like so many players are starting to get recruited by them now. Like they're trying to like now kind of like have their hands in. I mean, they have their hands in everything. Let's just be honest, you know. But you know, it's just kind of getting more and more prevalent in the things that I like, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know why, right?
I actually don't know.
They pay hella money.
Okay. Well, yeah.
No, but like it's ridiculous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot. So Cristiano Ronaldo, soccer player, right? And they gave him like I think it was like $250 million a year.
A year. That's
a year. Like,
what do you even do with that money? Yeah. Like I don't even know what to do with myself.
It's ridiculous. And then there's another guy. I don't know if I don't think it happened yet, or I don't think he's going. But his name is Mbappe.
He's the French player, right?
Yeah, they offered him $330 million a year.
To come play. Didn't he say no?
He said no, but still, $330 million.
Yeah,
I would say less. Give me the money now, and I'll be gone for a year.
Every time I'm at a gas station, I'm like, I'm just paying Cristiano Ronaldo right now, yeah, like directly. Prices are so
it's insane. Ugh.
I know. I have seen disgusting. Some of, like the prices that they trade players at, or like how much they make, and I'm like, wow. That's a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah. For context, Jackie, a basketball player, the highest paid basketball player right now is $305 million for 5 years.
What the?
But that guy's getting more in 1 year compared to one guy's 5 year salary. So that's insane. Or he rejected it, but.
That is insane.
Yeah. I would have done it. Yeah, I don't care. that's generational like wealth, you know? That's not just like I'm set for life. It's like my family is going to be set for life if he took the deal. Yeah.
It's like at that point, it's like you kind of question, like, do I ever run out of money? Like,
yeah. And it's like, well, I'll play again next year and I'll make more money. You know, like, yeah, it's ridiculous. Oh my gosh.
How much money would I'm asking this question because my siblings asked me this question.
Okay.
How much money would it take for you guys to shave your entire head? I said just because like, for me, I was like, I've always been kind of like half curious about what I would look like bald. So all I said was $500.
Like, all right, I'll pitch in 50 for that.
All my siblings were like, since I have four siblings, all of them were like, oh, well, I'll pitch in like a little bit, like we'll get there. Like,
oh no,
Jackie, you gotta pitch in too. I'm pitching in.
Oh no.
And can we shave it too?
yeah, I'll let Josh shave it. I'll let Josh shave my head.
yes.
Oh jeez.
To shave my head.
Yeah, how much would it cost or how much would it take for someone to pay you to just go vroom?
Jackie, you have a price?
I don't think I can do it. Like be ever being bald. I only told Clinton, I was like, if I ever messed up bleaching my hair and like I'd have to cut it off, I would cry. And then he said he'd make fun of me, but then he'd buy me really expensive wigs. I don't think I can shave my head though. I can't.
I don't know, man. It'd have to be a pretty good amount. Like, I wouldn't do it for $500. There's no way. Even 1,000, I don't think I would do it.
I think part of the reason why is because like my hair growth is still pretty strong, and then both sides of my family, like my grandfather and both sides of my family, like they have a whole head of hair, or you know, one had.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Grandpa. And like they're like in their 80s, so I was like, I don't really have anything to worry about necessarily. That's so I was like, but. I told my mom this, and she said, don't. Your head would look ugly bald. She was like, I made you into such a handsome boy. Like, please don't mess that up.
At least she's honest about it.
Yeah. And like, I don't know how it happened, but like over the years, my head actually like, there's like a ridge. Like it actually, I actually have a cone head. Like there's actually like a point now. Like it's not round. There's actually like, it's like a mountain, like a ridge.
All right, so I'm going to start a GoFundMe for our listeners, and they're going to pitch in. And then we're going to pay Damien to shave his head.
Oh, no.
It's only $500, guys. You guys can, we can do it, I believe.
And Tom's going to be like, Josh, where's Damien? I haven't seen him in months.
Once he shaves himself, we'll post it on our social media.
Yeah, and then Damien resigns. That's what happens right after.
I'll change my little icon so that way it's not like a head full of hair.
Oh man, I don't know. I've thought about it growing up because everyone did buzz cuts, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted a buzz cut, but my mom said no. She said I have a RBF, and she's like, "You look very scary if you buzz your head." So I never buzzed my head. So I don't know. Like my family. My dad's side, everyone has a full set of hair, but my mom's side is kind of like iffy. It like skips a generation. And so I'm like, dude, I don't know. I don't know if I'll get it back if I do it. So
I think they say that your mom's side is the one that you get the genetics for your hair from.
Oh, damn. I'm screwed.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I hope that's right because I want my kids to have my full head of hair.
I'm screwed. Wait.
Actually, I don't know that because my mom was adopted. So I actually don't know my biological grandparents or what their genetics are.
I see.
Ooh, okay. Maybe not $500 then. Just because I don't know.
You're like, now that I really thought about this, maybe not.
I already made the GoFundMe page. It's going up next week. Oh, man. So Jackie, there's like no large substantial amount of money to shave your head.
No, I think I can speak for most girls when we say that our hair is everything.
What about the $250 million a year?
Yeah. $350 million a year.
But my hair.
$350 million a year, but you have to be bald for the rest of your life.
Dude, I'll do it right away.
Done. For me. Easy.
I can't. I'm an emotional baby. I cannot.
But you can buy all the wigs you want. Your hair can be blonde one day and pink the other day and then purple the other day.
No, I can't. I think I love my hair, but I think it also has to do, like, I was, like, traumatized a little bit when I had, like, short hair because I love long hair. And, like, my mom gave me a haircut, and she cut it to my shoulders, and I was crying. And I was like, why did you cut my hair? So I've never had short hair ever since.
That's actually a weakness of mine. Girls with, like, nice bob cuts, like, I actually like them a lot. Kayla did it shortly after, I would say like 6 months into when we were dating, and I was just like, she didn't like bob cut it like stylish, she just made it shorter, like short shoulder length, but it was enough for me to be like, I love you even more.
I feel like a bob cut, I've done like an imitation bob cut where like my hair is behind me, but like it's still like front wise, and my coworker said I look like a mature woman, like a more mature woman. I guess the bob makes a woman look more mature.
Oh, like a Karen, maybe?
No, like a boss lady.
Oh, like a boss lady. Got it.
You'll never catch me bald. Never. I won't even put on a bald cap.
Why not?
I can't.
$300 million. I do it instantly.
It's too much emotional damage.
So actually, speaking of this, I was watching TV with my mom. It was like this Korean show, right? And then this guy comes out and Korea calls it home shopping Korea, which is like like, you know, the shows that you watch on TV and they try to sell you things? Like,
so commercials?
Not commercials. It's like actual show, and they're like, hey, you know, we're selling this computer and yada yada yada. If you call now, you can buy it for this price. I forgot what it's called. It's like a show dedicated to it. But anyway, so okay. The guy, so he's a host of the show, and then he tattooed his head. Like, he has like a hairline in the back, and it mm-hmm. is just tattooed. And then I was like, why did he tattoo his head? Because he shaved it at the end. So basically, it's just no hair, bald, but tattoo marks. Like, mm-hmm. like. And then I was like, why would you do that? And then my mom told me, oh, he did it because his hair was so thin, he wanted to look fuller. But then it got worse and worse, so he just shaved it off. So his head is like lined up on the side with the tattoos and everything, but he's literally bald. So it looks ridiculous because, like, okay, if he had a little bit of hair, it would like look more full, right? But it's completely bald, and it's like just, it's like a seven head in a way, like, you know, like the receding hairline.
Oh, yeah. That
he tattooed it back that deep because he had hair in the front, but he ended up just shaving it.
What the?
So it looks horrible.
I mean, like, I've seen that before. He could probably get it fixed. Like, just bring the, like, the seven head at least down to, like, five.
Tattoo further.
Because I know that for some people who either have balding or, like, have, like, the medical case, like, I think it's alopecia. Like, mm-hmm. That it's not uncommon for people to try to do that. So, yeah, make their head look more fuller. It's just that that was just, like, an awkward case where people saw, like,
I guess for me, it's like, if you're gonna do it to that point, might as well just get implants, you know? Like, he's wealthy, right? He's a celebrity, and so if you're gonna put that much time into tattooing your head like that, might as well just get some implants, right? I don't know, because, you know,
teach like, serum, I guess.
Like, LeBron James got an implant and his hair is back, you know?
He did? I didn't realize.
You didn't know?
No. No, pay attention to stuff like that.
It was like memes. Because you know how he always wore his headband?
Yeah.
He always has a headband. Like, that was to cover up his, like, receding hairline.
I just thought he made a miraculous comeback. Like, I was just
He did. He got implants. Kevin Hart has a special on Netflix that came out recently, and he talks about that. And he's like, yeah, it was like all effed up one day, and it came back, and it's just like clean. And he goes on for like 20 minutes, but yeah.
Did you see the Kevin Hart bit where basically no, it wasn't a bit. It was like, it was his podcast / show Cold as Balls where he had Jason Tatum on, and Jason Tatum gave him his son's jersey.
Yeah,
and
I saw the
actually picture, fit him. I was dying, bro. Grown ass man like wearing a child's jersey.
It's funny because, you know, he's 5'2".
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, like, if you look him up online, he says it's 5'4", 5'6", but then he's actually 5'2".
Actually 5'2"?
Yeah, he's tiny.
Oh my gosh, I'm taller than him.
It's ridiculous. Oh man. So I guess we're just like hanging out and having fun, and then I don't think we've ever done rapid fire questions to each other. You know, every time we have a guest, we always ask like rapid fire questions and then, like, you know, just have a good conversation about it. But I thought it'd be cool if we, since we don't have a guest and we're just hanging out, we just ask each other questions. So I'll start. I don't have a question. Hold on. What is your go-to karaoke anthem?
Because
Damien loves singing. He doesn't do it on the podcast, but when we play games with him, he hears a song and he'll just sing his heart out. And so,
I don't even have to hear it. I could just think about it for like a second. There's so many. There's two that are my usual go-tos. I lie. There's three. Way Away by Yellow Card. Helena by My Chemical Romance, and Iris by, I forget, is it, it's not Three Doors Down, it's, God, now that's going to bother me. I got to look it up. Goo Goo Dolls.
Hmm.
Yeah. Those three are like my go-to ones where I could just, I would say Helena is out of my range, but that doesn't mean that I won't stop singing it. It'll just be, I'll just sing it very poorly, but the other two are definitely within my range. So that's what I, it's just one where I could just like pour my heart and soul into. What about you guys?
What about you, Jackie?
I don't know if I have a go-to karaoke song. Like, I really just sing when I'm by myself. So that's like when I'm driving. So it's like okay. Whatever's playing.
Well, what's the one song you play in your car every time?
As of right now?
We can do it right now, yeah.
As of right now, I've been listening and singing. It's on YouTube. It's not on Spotify. It's Tori Kelly's live R&B version of her song Missing You.
Mm.
That's what I've been feeling lately. Like, I'll have, like, phases. Like, so it happens when I get cat. Like, I'm the type of person that can repeat a song over and over again, especially when I'm by myself, just because I like it so much. Like, before it was, like, Ariana Grande, New Jeans. I had a New Jeans phase. But yeah, right now it's a Tori Kelly, Missing You.
I'll be honest. When you guys were talking in our group chat about like New Jeans and like the League of Legends like video, I was just like, what, Faker got a new pair of pants? Like, what's going on?
Oh my God. David's gonna get our podcast canceled, bro.
I'm not cultured at all, so I would like to apologize to our viewers, listeners.
See, that's whatever. Why when Kevin called you a boomer in our chat, that we totally understand.
Why am I the boomer though? I'm not even the oldest one.
You act like you're the oldest one.
I'm sorry, David. You kind of do.
Oh, do I really? I guess Peter doesn't act his age because he's just always
I like, for some reason, we all play our roles in our friend groups because we're like, you know, you're like me, Kevin, and Josh are like the siblings that are always bickering. You're like the dad. Peter's like the uncle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you play up to your role in our little group.
I mean, because, like, I know it's K-pop, but New Jeans is like, they're huge, man.
I have no idea, like, honestly.
They're, like, to the point where they're because they're super young.
Okay.
They're super young. Mm-hmm. And so, just background story, they paid off their debts already as, like, for the company in, like, 6 months. So you know how like companies take loans to like promote them, you know, whatever, right?
Okay.
They paid it off. And it usually takes other groups a while to pay them off. And they paid it off within like the first two songs.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's pretty big. They have like they released like two albums, one album?
Album. Yeah.
But all their songs have been bangers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure if I play one of the songs, you'll know. You're like, oh, I recognize the song.
Maybe. I actually don't like listen to K-pop music in my day-to-day.
It was like in every Instagram reel and every TikTok.
Maybe Instagram reels. I don't really look at TikTok that much. The only time I look at TikTok is when Jackie sends stuff, and then I usually just play it out there.
Boomer.
But it makes sense that they would have probably like the hottest K-pop group.
Yeah.
Or
no, but the like,
World's preview because, you know, isn't Worlds being held in Korea this year?
I have no idea.
I think so. I think it's being held in Busan.
But I was surprised when I was like, League and New Jeans?
Yeah.
I saw on the Riot Games music Instagram that they collabed with AT. And I was like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But I didn't know about New Jeans until it was released.
I don't know who it would be equivalent to here. It's like Taylor Swift, kind of, like, to that point. Maybe not. I'm probably lying. Where's Kevin when I need him?
Okay, wait. So if you were to kind of like rank Blue Jeans.
New Jeans! Not New- Blue Jeans!
Damn. I really just sounded like a boomer. It's scary to get the name right. Oh, I'm dying. Okay. So, New Jeans, BTS. Twice is too old of a reference, right? Like,
excuse me.
I know. Did you Twice. Just offended him.
Wow, you're offending everybody today, huh?
No, sorry. I was thinking about Girls' Generation. So
where do they rank?
Like, where do they rank as far as like those, like, you know, just to kind of give me like a gauge, I guess, in that sense.
I don't want to get canceled. Don't set me up for this kind of question.
Yeah. Oh, that question. I'm sorry.
No, I think definitely BTS is number one. And I think like Blackpink would be two because they're so global. Okay. And I think New Jeans is like right there. Yeah. Oh, they're, really? But they're still very new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have a Vietnamese girl in the group representing your people.
Represent?
Yeah.
What is it? The pageant Vietnam yelling? Have we all seen? Like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You haven't? So like those international beauty pageants, they have to like say in the mic where they're from. And they're like, Brazil! Oh, and like they all say everything. Okay. Yeah, but like the Vietnam one.
How did she say it? Tell us what she said.
I forgot. It.
The Vietnam!
I forgot. I just remember like France because it sounded so funny.
We went like totally off topic of anthems or karaoke anthems.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, just how the conversation goes sometimes, you know?
Yeah, we all know that Damien's a boomer and says Blue Jeans and
great. I love labels. Give it to me. I'm the boomer of the group, so be it. I'll take the mantle. Someone's got to do it, I guess.
No, it's true though. Because when Kevin said in our group chat, and then you're like, "Why am I the boomer?" I was like, "Cause you are. You literally are."
Dude, I lost it when you were like, "He's not wrong," and I was just like, "What?" Why am I catching strays in the chat out of nowhere? All I did was send one meme, and then all of a sudden it turned into like this whole thing about me instead.
I was at work and I was dying. I was like, "Oh man!"
I was also at work, but I was more like baffled. I was just like, "Wait, where's this coming from?"
You're like, "I'm not the boomer. What the heck?"
Yeah,
okay, Damien, in your opinion, who's the boomer in our group?
I mean, I was going to say Peter just literally because he's older, but like, you know, he literally acts like a child, so.
That's true.
Oh, God.
Because Jackie's the baby, right, of the group, for sure.
No, yeah, she's the baby of the group. It was just like one of those things where it was like, in How I Met Your Mother, like the glass shatter, but just for myself.
I'm sorry, Damien. Sorry we had to break it to you.
You know, like, literally I was going to myself like, wait.
Oh, man. All right, let's see. Back to our rapid fire questions.
Wait, did you answer?
Oh, I didn't answer.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I was trying to skip the question on purpose, but I will always sing Numb by Linkin Park.
R.I.P. Chester.
But I do the Jay-Z version.
Oh, okay. Nice.
And then I like do it because people tell me to sing and I don't like sometimes I only know the song because I listen to it so many times and I don't actually really know the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I get like kind of scared to sing the songs when it's there because sometimes it goes too fast and I like miss it and then like it throws me off. So I like to sing slow songs. So it's like everyone's singing upbeat songs and I have to wait till like near the end time to kind of like get in, you know? So I'll definitely do So Sick by Neo.
Okay, okay.
I like that one.
And then let's see. I don't know. I don't really pick a song. I just sing with the people on the side, you know? But those two songs for sure would be my top two.
Now I got that song stuck in my head.
So you're singing So Sick at Damien's house.
Yes,
right? I'll do it. We're having a karaoke night at Damien's house.
We're having karaoke night, yeah.
I'm down.
You're just going to get some drinks. We're going to get everyone like a little toasty. And then that way you can just feel free to just sing from the heart.
Okay, so I guess the next question. I don't have the next question ready. Hold on, give me a second.
I got a question for y'all. If you could live in any fantasy series, which one would you want to live in? So this could be anime, this could be books, this could be movies, like any kind of like any of those franchises, basically. If you were to put yourself into like that universe and be able to like live in that world, which one would you go into?
Oh, you already know my answer. You already know my answer.
Is it Harry Potter?
No.
Oh.
It's anime.
That's not a series, anime. Though. It's a genre.
You just said it could be anime. Like series? I don't know.
Which anime?
Which series in anime? Yeah.
Now I really have to think about it.
That's what I meant. Like, so like for me, like I think it's it used to be like Star Wars. I mean, like that really quick, hands down. Because who wouldn't want to be a Jedi? But I think now it's like closer to Lord of the Rings, just because I have been more obsessed with Lord of the Rings stuff recently. Kayla and I watched the extended version of the first trilogy once. We watched all of the Hobbit series also. And then now we're watching the extended version of the first series again, a second time. We're already on like halfway through the Two Towers extended edition.
That's so, like, how many hours is that? Like 12 hours?
Yeah. I think it's just nice to have as like background stuff because I think it's comforting for Kayla. And I think it's like, for me, it's like watching it like another time through, I'm starting to like see new things or like notice new things that I didn't catch like the first couple times. So yeah, I think that's what I would want to say my answer is currently.
So it's funny to go off of that funny story is the first time I watched Lord of the Rings, it was all the extended versions. So basically what happened was we had a church retreat. Kevin and Phil were at the retreat and I couldn't go because I hurt my knee. I couldn't walk. And so that's when The Hobbit was first coming out in theaters. And then so Kevin and Phil were like, you have to watch Lord of the Rings. Like, you have to watch it to understand Hobbit. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, where can I watch it? And this is before like all these streaming sites were out. You know, so I would find it online and I would watch it. And then they didn't say extended version. So I was watching it and I was like, dude, this movie is 4 hours long. Like, what the hell? Right? And so I watched the first one. And then the second one, I was like, okay, this is too long. So I texted Phil and Kevin. I was like, dude, what the heck? Why is this movie so long? And they're like, oh, you're watching the extended versions. I was like, why did you guys tell me this? This is so long. Like, and I tried to watch it in a day because I was so bored. I couldn't walk. I was literally bedridden. And so I was just watching it on my laptop. And I was like, dude, this is so long. And then they're like, just watch it. And I was like, dude, this movie's so long. And so I ended up watching it in like 2 or 3 days. and then we go watch The Hobbit and had like nothing to do with it. The Hobbit is a prequel.
Yeah, the prequel, yeah.
I was so mad at Kevin.
Because I was about to say, I was just like, it's not associated at all.
Yeah, I was like, are you serious? Like, you guys made me watch that movie and it had nothing to do with
Maybe it was just their way of like kind of tricking you into the series, like, haha, like, you know, I got you to watch the whole thing.
I was so pissed. Like, I enjoy Lord of the Rings, but that like triggers me when people talk about Lord of the Rings. I was like, I don't want to sit there and watch it again because it's so long.
Okay.
But going back to your question, I wanted to troll and just say Fast and Furious because apparently like that's a meme of me now.
Of course. Oh my God, Josh. Like the last episode, I swear to God, I was walking Mason and like I was just like, watch him say another stupid quote with the stupid franchise. Oh my God, I was cracking up so hard, bro.
That's a good line though. You guys are haters.
I'm not hating. I'm just like I'm not hating. I'm just saying I wasn't surprised and it made me laugh. David
texted me saying something in the lines of, you're so stupid. I was like, and then he doesn't tell me context. So I'm like, what just happened? Why did he call me stupid? And then he goes, I'm listening to the episode right now. And I was like, oh, okay.
I like doing that. I like texting a message and then just leaving people on a cliffhanger until I actually send them something else. I feel like that makes people laugh harder.
No, Damien sent me this meme today, Jackie, and it's like,
okay, that was an accident. That was a complete accident.
So basically, it's like in the beginning, it's like, you know, I'm always there for you. You know, it's like, oh, like sweet and like touching, right?
It's like one of those sentimental videos where like, it's like, I just like sending it to my friends. I like sending it to Josh. It's kind of like one of those things like, hey, I'm thinking about you. And then
He clearly didn't finish the video because the video was like, it's okay if you fell off. Like, you can always get back on. And like, you know, I'm there for you. I'm like, what is he talking about? And I was like, just for context, Jackie, I haven't been gymming because I have bruised ribs right now. And I was like, I literally can't go to the gym. What do you want me to do?
And then once Josh sent that, I looked back, I watched the whole video. And I was like, oh, that...
I didn't mean that part.
That's not the message I was trying to send. I was like, Josh, you're doing fine. You're not fucking up at all. You're not messing up at all. There's nothing that you have to get back or on or whatever. I was just like, oh, that's...
I just mean the beginning.
I was like, I saw the beginning and I didn't want to end it because the video was long. So I was like, oh, okay. And then he goes, hey, man, just I wanted to let you know it's okay to slip off, but I'm here to let you know that I'm going to get you back on track. I was like, what are we...
It was also like weird because he was like, you're going back to that place. We don't want you to go back.
Yeah.
We don't want to lose you. And I was just like, this is... I was like, okay, I admit, I got trigger happy with that post, but I'm just trying to show you that I care, bro. I'm just trying to show you that I care about you. And I'm trying to make sure you have a good day.
It made me feel like crap, dude. I was like, I'm sorry to go to the gym right now. I'm in pain. Like laughing hurts right now, you know?
He's like, why the hell did you send this to me?
I was so confused because at the beginning I was like, oh, that's sweet, but I didn't want to exit it because it kept going. So then he's like, I'm sorry, I want to go to the gym. But
I felt so bad afterwards. I was like, oh, that's awkward. That's not the message I was trying to give.
I laughed so hard at work today. It was so funny. I guess going back to the question, though, I want to be in Space Jam.
Oh, Space Jam? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Not bad. I have my answer now. I think it's just because I have to stick with my OG answer. I feel like I've answered this before, not on the podcast, but with someone else. I would want to be in the world of Naruto, but I can't just be a lame-ass villager. I have to have some type of cool powers, like cool jutsu. I can't just be the lady at the hot spring working there. I better have like some cool jutsu or come from some, like, some cool clan. Like, out of all the clans, I probably want to be in the, is it Hyuga clan?
Oh, the with the Byakugan?
Yeah, with the Byakugan. I feel like Uchiha is too stereotypical, and like, so I'm like, yeah, the Hyuga clan is pretty cool.
I think I would have wanted to be part of Shikamaru's clan. I really like the shadow technique, and I like that you basically have to use like a lot more. I mean, like, yes, he's like a genius, you know, and he just like had that intellect. But I feel like, you know, having that type of jutsu, you have to like be able to be more strategic about, obviously, like placement, kind of like mind games and psychological aspects of throughout the battle. So I always found that super interesting. Ooh. Jackie's got her dog up, and I couldn't help myself. Tofu, yeah, sorry.
Shmofu, he's being needy right now.
Aw.
Alright, I think this question is a good question to wrap this out. What is the best emoji that describes you?
Oh, now I gotta look through my emojis.
Yeah, I'm looking through it right now.
Let's see.
Or how about not describes you, but how about we describe each other?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna need a little bit more time on this. Let's see.
I have one for Jackie.
Oh, is it the crying one?
No.
I was gonna pick that one. It's like the teary-eyed smiley face. I would pick that for Jackie for sure.
Oh, the teary-eyed smiley face.
The one tilted to the side. I think Jackie is the blushing one. The one where it covers the mouth.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
I feel like Jackie does that when she laughs. She like covers her mouth sometimes.
I do.
Yeah. So that's definitely Jackie. Let's see, Damien. This is hard. The clown for sure. No, I'm just kidding.
I lost it. I was gonna pick basketball for you. But
we're just looking at the emoji faces, right?
Yeah, it should be just the faces one.
Oh, I got it. I got it for Damien. It's the one with the hands to the side and smiling. This one.
Oh, I was going to say that for Damien, yeah.
Too. I actually use that one a lot. It's like on my regular.
I think that's Damien. So for context for listeners, because we're looking at our phones when we're talking about this, but it's the one with the two hands to the side and then it's a smile. All right.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of one for Josh.
I know mine. I know what you're going to say. It's the angry one with the smoke coming out of his nose.
I wasn't going to say that, but
it does fit. The shoe fits. It does fit.
Or the rolling the eyes one.
I was actually going to say the smiley face that's like melting.
What?
The melting one?
Because like it's kind of like a little bit of like the way that I would describe that emoji sometimes is like the this is fine dog meme.
Uh-huh.
You know, where it's just like that, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think for you it'd probably be the one with the smoke coming out of the nose.
The smoke coming out, the angry
one?
Yeah,
it does fit you. Because I was thinking of, I was thinking of that one or the one with the sunglasses.
What sunglasses?
With the sunglasses.
It's hard because I can't find an emoji that's hood enough for you, really.
Well, I'm not hood. Hood.
You're the most hood out of all of us.
I am not hood. I don't get one. Oh, I know Damien. I know another one for Damien.
Oh, great.
It's the wacky wacky face with like the tongue sticking out and one eye's bigger than the other one.
Oh, like, yeah, that one?
Yeah.
That one's me.
All right. Kevin's not here, so he can't defend himself. So let's pick one for Kevin.
Clown. I'm kidding.
Kevin, let's see.
Hard to pick one for Kev.
I can tell you what Kevin's under my phone.
What is he under your phone?
It's Kevin, and then it's a pointing emoji with a chicken next to it. Because it was a joke between our other friend. Under his contact, my name was Josh Bay, like Babe kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then so Kevin's like, how come I don't have one like that? So he got my phone and he put Kevin as like side chick, but it's like a pointing and then like a chicken head.
Oh,
side chick. A side chick.
A side chick on my phone. And I haven't changed it since, and that was like in college.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know one that I would pick for Kev. The one with the monocle, like the thinking one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I was looking at that one as well.
Yeah, I agree. Or sometimes Kevin always rolls his eyes at me, so it might be the rolling eye one.
There's also the thinking one where he's got like his...
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
This, like, yeah, like the pointer and index finger, like, under his chin.
Because
I just feel like Kevin's, like, always inquisitive, like, just, like, logical thinking. So, like, I feel like anything that kind of, like, represents that, that's what kind of comes to mind for me for Kev.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. All right.
Well, cool. Should we wrap it here?
Yeah. Sorry, it hurts to breathe sometimes.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, it's getting bad. All right. Well, thanks again for listening to our episode. It was all over the place, but I had a fun time. I hope you guys had a fun time. You guys have a good time?
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice to just hang out, catch up, and just like, for once, not have an agenda and just kind of just actually hang out, because I actually do miss you, Josh. We haven't been able to gym as much or hang out as much. So, like, you know, it just feels like we haven't been able to talk as frequently as we used to. And Jackie, it's just nice to talk to you after a month of you being in MIA.
Yeah, we have Jackie for like a week or two and then she's going to go back. So, yeah, it was great. I had a great time. I know we got off tangent a lot, but you know, whatever, it's our podcast, we can do whatever we want, right? So, but yeah, I had a great time. I hope the listeners had a good time listening to us. We will see you in 2 weeks, and hopefully, I don't know who's gonna be there, but we'll see. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.